Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you know this is like my least favorite part of the year. I hate after the holidays when the Christmas trees and the decorations all start to go down. It's January. It's I like cold. I like snow. But I like it when you see all the festive decorations. There's no more Halloween decorations, no Thanksgiving decorations, no Christmas decorations. They're all coming down. The Hanukkah decorations. And it starts to look kind of stark. But the worst part about this, well, also I always get the date wrong. You know, I keep writing one and then I have to go scratch. No, it's 2020 now. So I always get the date wrong. That's always a pain. But the worst part about this is all the talk of New Year's resolutions. So I'll call up a friend of mine and say, okay, so we're going out for drinks, right? Nah, I made a New Year's resolution. I'm like, oh God, what did you do? Well, I'm going to drink less this year. Okay, or somebody will say, no, I got to cut my calories. Or they'll say, I'm going to just spend less time with you. So I'm like, you know, either way, when people do New Year's resolutions, I get hurt. So, all right, fine, whatever. But the least popular thing to talk about this time of year is New Year's resolutions. People hate that stuff. Everybody's talking about it, but we hate it. Let's be honest. New Year's resolutions suck. They really do. Right? Because what it means is there's something wrong with you. So, like, my New Year's resolution should be, you know, buy a comb, you know, and comb my hair, lose weight, you know, try to whiten my teeth a little bit, you know, spending more time with the family's fine. I love my family. But when I make a New Year's resolution to spend more time with the family, that means I'm not spending enough. Again, you start to feel like a loser. And we're trying to not feel like a loser. So, what are the most common New Year's resolutions and the most failed at? Kind of the same. So the number one most common New Year's resolution is to lose weight. Then it's to stop smoking, to drink less, to make more money. That's depressing. I'm going to make more money this year. Well, if you were able to make more money last year, you would have. To spend more time with family, to perform better at work. Have any of you guys made a New Year's resolution that you're going to do a better job at work? Yeah, some of you have. But see, what that means is you do a crap job at work right now. So you got to be careful. Like me, if I sat here right now and I say my next New Year's resolution is to do a good radio show, my boss is going to be like, your show sucks, and then he's going to listen. So right now, it's, I'm going to do a less good radio show, okay? I'm going to pull back, because it's so good. To eat healthier, to go to church or temple more often. To get a boyfriend or girlfriend is a biggie. I'm married, but if you're single, a big New Year's resolution is I'm going to get a girlfriend this year. I'm going to get a boyfriend this year. To spend less time on the internet or smartphone and to watch less porn, okay? That resolution always fails, barely, for a lot of people. So why are these resolutions? They're nice resolutions. I mean, as a doctor, if you want to lose weight, sorry. A text. If you want to lose weight, if you want to make more money, if you want to find a soulmate, I think that stuff is cool. But the problem is these things are so broad. Okay, if you say, I'm going to make more money, you're going to fail. If you say, I'm going to lose weight, yeah, you might lose a couple pounds. By the way, we do have to talk about diets. Apparently the Mediterranean diet came in first, and these keto and intermittent fasting diets kind of came low on the list. They're not bad, but we're going to talk about that in the next segment. But what you need to do when you do a New Year's resolution is not come up with a big, broad thing. You need to come up with little finite goals. So let's say, okay, to lose weight. Rather say to lose weight. Say, my New Year's resolution is to lose 5 pounds. Now, you could say, well, that's not enough. Dr. Dahlia, you need to lose a little bit more than 5 pounds. We're not trying to talk about, okay, you know, what I need. We're trying to talk about what is going to be an easier resolution for me to do. Try to lose the 5 pounds or just lose weight. If you give somebody something concrete but doable, don't say I'm going to lose 60 pounds or 200 pounds or it's got to be something that you could do. You're going to be successful. And if you do lose 5 pounds, let's say in the first month, then, okay, now for February, my goal is this. Your New Year's resolution is just all about setting goals. You know, drinking more water should be a New Year's resolution. I wrote about this a few years ago. Well, a lot of us don't drink enough water. Well, if you drink enough water, would look younger, would feel better, would lose weight. So drinking more water, that should be huge. That should be big. In terms of spending more time with family, you know, you're always going to say, that's my New Year's resolution. I'll spend more time with family. No, I talk to the kids. They're like, I don't want to talk to you, Mom. You know, well, you know, how's it going with dating? You know, do you have a girlfriend? We're not talking to you, Mom. And they leave. So maybe I should, rather than making that broad New Year's resolution, go, look, between 7 and 8 p.m. each night, guys, it's mommy, daddy time, right? We'll either play a game. We'll either watch a movie together. We'll go for a walk. We'll walk the dog. But come up with a concrete time that you spend with the kids, and then you'll feel better about, you know, doing that and feel better that you spend time with the kids. Just my kids are at the age where they're like, okay, boomer. I'm not even a boomer. They okay, boomer me, and I'm not even a boomer. I'm an Xer, but they don't go, okay, Xer. Call your mother once a week. You know, how many of you feel guilty that you don't talk to your mom? Let's just skip that one. Okay, yeah, that's just too much. Eat more vegetables. That's a fantastic New Year's resolution. You want to be healthier, you want to lose weight, you want to have more energy, just eat more vegetables. Make that your New Year's resolution. And if, again, that's too broad, what you could say is, okay, I'm going to eat like a whole carrot for breakfast. Or I'm going to take a whole bunch of spinach leaves and make that my breakfast or lunch. That counts, you see? Walking 10 minutes a day. A lot of us are like, okay, I'm going to hit the gym. The problem is I work out every day anyway. That's the problem. I work out every day. The weight's not changing. So now what you need to do is add little baby increments. Okay, well, I'm going to run in place maybe for 10 minutes. Or I'm going to Kegel. You know, I'm going to Kegel throughout my radio show or something like that, okay? You know, come up with something finite that you could do. I used to Kegel all the time. I don't do it anymore. Date night. You know, a lot of us, we don't spend enough time with our spouses. We have date nights, but we don't make it a thing. Make every third Saturday or Friday or whatever date night, okay? And commit to it. That's a very simple thing. And then money. How do you make more money? Well, maybe what you could do is you could come up with a little side job, or you could squirrel away $10 every paycheck. That's a very simple little finite thing to do. And then, obviously, a few months later, you got a little silo of money. So, short little oohs and ees. Got to oohs and ees into these resolutions. 1-877-DOT-SALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What went wrong? I was on a diet. I mean, I was doing the diet, and what went wrong? My butt got bigger. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at DrDahlia.com or Dr. Dahlia Show. No, there's just on Facebook. Okay, now. The best and worst diets. We got the ranking. Again, perfect timing from U.S. World and News Today. Mediterranean diet for a third year in a row makes it. But keto remains one of the worst. Now, we've talked about the keto diet. We're going to talk again about these diets. But keto seems to be the most popular one these days. Intermittent fasting. Everybody's talking about that now. Yet they ranked low. Why? Well, we'll talk about that. Mediterranean diet, third year in a row, has been named the best overall diet. Who is deciding this? Well, according to Insider, it's a panel of nutritionists and specialists in diabetes, heart health, and weight loss. And they made Mediterranean diet their top pick out of 35 different eating plans. Whether it was keto diet, Weight Watchers, Atkins, Jenny Craig, their rankings were based on seven different categories. Each diet was rated on a scale from 1 to 5. categories were nutritional completeness, how easy the diet is to follow, the potential for long and short-term weight loss, safety and possible side effects, and the potential to help prevent illnesses like heart disease and diabetes. Now, I agree with those categories. I mean, there's diet pills out there. Short-term weight loss means nothing if you're going to gain it back. So I agree that, you know, if you have a diet, it's got to still be healthy. It's got to be easy to follow. It has to be a diet that not only will give you some short-term weight loss, but keep the weight off. It has to be safe, and it has to not promote other illnesses. Like I really didn't like the diet, the Atkins diet, where people, you know, were doing it wrong and eating a whole bunch of steak and cheese. I don't see how that's healthy for the heart. Even though some people's cholesterol levels dropped on that diet, I don't see how long-term is healthy. So I agree. For a diet to be good, it's not just about the immediate weight loss. You have to look at the whole package. They say the Mediterranean diet was named not only the overall best diet, but the easiest diet to follow, the best at preventing diabetes, and the best plant-based diet. So the concept is you eat mostly nuts, produce, healthy fats. Stay away from a lot of red meat, carbs. And the Harvard School of Public Health said, they created a diet based on the general eating principles of the Mediterranean. So it was a diet based on, well, you eat a lot of fish. You eat a lot of fresh vegetables and fruit, hence Mediterranean diet. And there were areas they called blue zones, regions of the world where people live the longest. And so those who were eating seafood, produce, whole grains, nuts, seeds, seemed to do better. But interesting, though, there's wine. Moderation, but wine in the Mediterranean. This could include Italy, could include Greece, Israel, all that. So, if you're eating plant-based compounds, getting more fiber in, polyphenols, yeah, it's going to help protect you against diabetes and all that. So the University of Iowa's Cardiovascular Risk Service says that this diet discourages saturated fats, hydrogenated oils, both of which contribute to heart disease. And the Mediterranean diet is supposedly easier to follow. It doesn't restrict your calories too much. It isn't that rigid. You can go into a restaurant, order fish, order vegetables, whatever. You can always have nuts in your bag. It's simple. You know? But, yeah, you can't just go and have hot dogs and hamburgers. Now, these restrictive diets like keto, Whole 30, raw food diet, that ranked low on the list. And they said the reason why is it's difficult to sustain the long term. There's a lot of people out there that are going keto. Keto is you stop the carbs and you force yourself to go into ketosis and go into your fat stores. The logic behind it is there. If you don't eat a bunch of sugar, your body is forced to use what it's stored, and you lose weight. The problem is can anybody do that long term? And does that start to cause issues with your kidneys? So high-fat, low-carb diet ended up being ranked high for short-term weight loss, but not much else. The raw food diet prohibits any foods heated above a certain temperature. That also was then low on the list because it cut out a lot of healthy foods. Then you have the Whole 30 diet, Whole, W-H-O-L-E. That cut out all grains, sugars, breads, desserts, alcohol, dairy, legumes, processed foods. Experts say it's almost impossible to maintain long term. Now, flexitarian stood out pretty well. Flexitarian is kind of where we're like, oh, I'm flexible. You know, I'm not going to be completely vegetarian, but I'll have a little bit of meat. I'll try to do mostly plant-based. You know, but if I do meat, it's going to be high-quality animal products in moderation. And the flexitarian diet came after Mediterranean. So basically what this has done, according to Insider, is fad diets, again, don't last. And if you are going to do a certain diet, it's got to be something that you are comfortable with, that you feel full on, and you could do. See, where we have a problem with keto and things like that is you go to a wedding and, you know, everybody has a piece of cake. Or, you know, with keto, you got to be very careful with alcohol. You got, you know, and so, you know, if you just miss once or go off of it once, you can relapse. You know, and it's frustrating. Now, there are people out there that can do it. They're like, you know what, I'm just going to go to the reunion. or I could do Thanksgiving dinner and still stay on keto. A lot of people were able to do it. Good for them. But, you know, for most people, you know, you have to have a diet that you could do long term. So my husband's looking into intermittent fasting because a doctor in town had suggested that he try that. I'm a little nervous about the intermittent fasting. There's various types of intermittent fasting, but basically, you know, where you, let's say you do the 12 or you do the 8 and 16, where for 8 hours you eat whatever you want, and then for 16 hours you don't eat anything. And then there's other intermittent fastings where you just don't eat, you know, for a day or two a week. One day a week you completely fast. And they do that to force your body to go into the fat stores. So there's a lot of, you know, discussion on intermittent fasting. Where I get nervous is whenever I saw somebody have diabetes, I would ask them, did you eat breakfast? Do you eat breakfast? And the majority of them said, no, I just eat 2 meals a day, lunch and dinner. And I'm like, well, you're overweight and you're diabetic. You need to eat something every few hours. And we noticed that, like with Weight Watchers, et cetera, you know, when you did eat little bits for multiple times throughout the day and drink plenty of water, you lost weight. We're now going opposite and we're saying, okay, just stick to 1 or 2 meals a day. I don't know how healthy that is. Not that intermittent fasting is about that. Sometimes with intermittent fasting, you can eat every hour if you want to. But I believe that it's going to be different strokes for different folks. For some people, fasting is great. But for others, I think it's going to put them at risk for diabetes. Because when they do eat that big meal, all of a sudden now the pancreas gets taxed and has to now shoot out a whole bunch of insulin. And after a while, the pancreas is like, wait a second. Okay, I can't have this once-a-day surge. All right, my job is to put insulin in the body on a regular basis. So the best diets overall, Mediterranean, dash, flexitarian. Then Weight Watchers came in fourth. The Mayo Clinic diet. The Mind diet. I don't know much about the Mind diet. The Mind diet does dash and Mediterranean. So it's kind of a combo. And, you know, dash diet is more low salt. You know, DASH diet always comes in kind of high. DASH diet is promoted by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute to help, you know, prevent high blood pressure. Again, fruits, veggies, whole grains, lean protein, low-fat, dairy, those kinds of things. And they discourage food high in saturated fat, fatty meats. You know, DASH diet, I think, is very close to the Mediterranean diet. A lot of these are pretty damn close. The Volumetrics diet apparently ranked okay. Volumetrics diet, I guess food is divided into four groups. One category, low density, has the non-starchy fruits and vegetables, milk, broth-based soup. Another has starchy fruits and vegetables, breakfast cereal. Category three, meat, cheese, pizza. Category four, the crackers, chips, chocolate candies. And then what you do is you follow the certain volumetrics on how to balance it. Again, you know, for some people they need that sort of structure. For others, they don't. They have a TLC diet, Nordic diet, Ornish diet. Ornish diet, apparently that has, I believe, a lot of whole grain, bread, biscuits, that kind of thing. Again, a lot of flexibility. Ornish. Isn't Ornish, I'm thinking like hen. Why am I thinking like game hen? Ornish, I don't know. So anyway, so for best diets, I think the key to any of these things is cut out a lot of red meat, cut out a lot of carbs, cut out a lot of processed food, try to eat more natural, but get a lot of fruits, vegetables, nuts, lean meats, okay? And exercise. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday that there were indications Iran or the forces that it backs may be planning additional attacks, and said it was possible that the United States may have to take preemptive actions to protect American lives. Defense Secretary Esper reminds everyone on Fox News,
"We, of course, support a strong, prosperous, and independent Iraq. We respect Iraq's sovereignty, but at the same time, we're going to defend ourselves and our interests and our people in Baghdad."
This as another 750 troops are heading to Iraq. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has called for shocking action against the United States. North Korean news reports that Kim has declared himself no longer bound by his pledge to the United States to halt missile tests and plans to make the U.S. pay for the pains suffered by North Korea under sanctions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they're saying Big Pharma is celebrating the new year by raising prices on over 250 drugs. This is an analysis reported by Reuters. Data examined by healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors found that major drug makers, including Pfizer, GlaxoSmithKline, and Sanofi, Bristol Myers, Gilead Sciences, and Biogen, hiked prices this week. The larger price tax applied to a range of medications from blood thinners to cancer therapies and treatments for respiratory condition, HIV, arthritis, and multiple sclerosis. Now, this is being reported by ArtsTechnia.com. They say nearly all of the increases were below 10%, according to the 3Axis analysis. So far, the median price was about a 5% hike. But additional price increases could still be announced. Now, they say pricing hikes of less than 10% are relatively low. Drug makers have made headlines in recent years with huge increases. I was going to say, you know, with what was it, the EpiPen had jumped in price, and there was another drug that just, I remember doxycycline, had went up to $200 for a generic bottle of 30, and I'm like, what the hell is going on here? But there was backlash because some of these, you know, 5,000% price hikes were just too much. Many pharmaceutical companies have pledged to give their annual price increases 10% or lower. And I gotta be honest, you know, with minimum wage coming up, with inflation, drug companies do have a right to up their prices, but by how much? Now, as of November, the 2019 inflation rate, they say, was 2.1%. So if any of them did 10%, that is kind of high. But again, minimum wage is going up in a lot of states. And so if they have to cover for that, I mean, I expect a lot of prices to go up. Expect a lot of prices to go up because, again, these companies are going to have to deal with the minimum wage hike. Let me just stop for a second here. You know, I've talked to a bunch of business owners, and they pledged to raise their prices, and almost as a punishment to people. Well, you guys raise the minimum wage, and now you're going to get it. We're going to up the price. And, you know, people expected when they voted that in that, you know, the employers would just, okay, we're just going to pay employees more. They didn't realize that, you know, it basically can cost you now more than what you're making. The problem we have is minimum wage is too low. It's just too expensive to live on $7.25 an hour. You just can't do it. You can't live on $7.25 or $7.40 or whatever, you know? So we're kind of in a caught between a rock and a hard place where we need people to be making $10, $12, $15 an hour, $20 an hour, as some minimum wages are going to. But how does a company absorb that cost? Well, then they got to turn around and up the prices. So what we end up doing is this vicious cycle of if you're going to a restaurant and to feed a family of four, you're already spending close to $100. Now you're going to be like, look, I need to make more money in order to deal with this. Or groceries are going up. So in order for me to deal with groceries, because $100 in groceries barely gets you through a couple days now, I need to make more money. So what's going to end up happening is a few years from now, all these prices are going to go up, and people are going to come back and go, okay, I need more money. And I don't know how to reset that. I'm not sure. You know, minimum wage jobs used to not be the crux of the economy. Minimum wage jobs were out there for, you know, there were definitely certain sectors, but, you know, fast food was primarily where the teenagers worked. So even though we still raised minimum wage because we had to, because we had a lot of adults affected, you know, a teenager was trying to make some extra gas money, you know, it wasn't as big a deal if they only made $4 an hour or whatever. I mean, I remember when I was in college, I averaged about $4.25 an hour. I guess that was minimum wage. I made minimum wage. It was really hard to live on that because I did. I had to support myself on it. You know, I mean, I did it, but it was difficult. But, you know, I was working with people who weren't, you know, feeding families. I was working among teenagers when I was going to school. Now it's different. When people lost their job, they had to take whatever job they could. And fast food loved grown-ups because these kids are in school. And these kids are young and they're green. And you have somebody that has a family of four they need to feed, they're going to show up to work. So fast food started to become a great haven for people to be able to at least get a job quickly and, and be able to hold on to that job and be appreciated by the boss. So it compared to the boss's previous choices of a teenager, high schooler that, you know, has to do homework or has soccer or whatever, has a girlfriend. So we're now in a position where we need to increase minimum wage relatively quickly to catch up because prices just exploded. Now with more automation and tech and all that, it's expensive. To run my medical office in 2016 was exponentially higher than it was in 2000 because things cost more. We were required to have more tech. You know, buying charts, yeah, charts were kind of expensive, but paying an electronic software system and the IT and the monthly subscription and all that was a hell of a lot more. But in medicine, you could have raised your prices. So you end up just closing your office. If you can't, you know, bring the money in to pay, then, you know, you can only do what you can only do. So now we're looking at drug prices. Now that doesn't help. To know that, you know, your prices are going up, you know, how does that affect you? Well, rarely does the consumer have to pay the list price. Okay, most of the time, you guys are paying a discounted price that either the company allows or the drug company allows. You can get these coupon cards, they have these promotions, or your insurance company has negotiates a rate. So since a lot of people aren't really so much doing, you know, cash pay, they're not buying their, you know, Levinox on their own, they really don't deal with the list prices. In fact, when a pharmaceutical company raises the list price, it's almost just where it's a gesture. Because the insurance companies, if they're only going to pay and reimburse the pharmaceutical company $10, you could charge $100, you could charge $200 for the drug. If the insurance company says, we're not going to raise rates, you're just getting $10, it doesn't matter. So when you hear pharmaceutical companies raise their price, there's a good chance it's not going to affect you. In a statement to Reuters, Sanofi noted that its increases were in line with the company's commitment to keep the rate of increases below medical inflation. They say consumers rarely pay less prices for drugs. The increases can add to overall healthcare costs that can in turn raise insurance premiums. Now that's where you might feel it. If an insurance premium is like, okay, look, the drug cost is going up, so if I have to pay a little more, you're going to feel it. Well, that's exactly what happened with Obamacare. If an insurance company now has to pay the birth control, which averaged $10, $15 a month, they decide to hike your rates a few hundred a month. That, you know, that's the key. If we could figure out how to prevent people from overcharging, it's almost like companies are taking advantage, you know, of this. It's almost like the companies are almost looking for a reason to raise their prices and looking for something to blame it on. So the insurance company could say, we got to pay for people's birth control. You know, we have to pay for pre-existing. So now we're going to skyrocket, you know, the rates. And I think a lot of people out there are looking forward to raising rates of their food or, you know, whatever, because, they, again, you know, they've wanted to raise rates. They want to make more money. And now there's an excuse with, you know, minimum wage. They say drug makers typically increase the list prices of drugs twice a year. I think we're kind of done with this here. My suggestion is always talk to your doctor if you are on the most economical sort of medication that you could take. Find out if there's ways you could cut it in half, if there's certain dosing differences that you could do. You know, like some people, they'll take vitamin D every day. Then others can take vitamin D once a week. Vitamin D once a week might end up being cheaper. So that kind of thing. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of you have said you're going to quit smoking or cut back on vaping. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Love it. Happy about it. There's just, you know, not really a lot of options out there for you if you have tried everything already and vaping was kind of your last resort to quit smoking. Now you go, well, do I go back to the nicotine patches? Do I go back to Chantix? What do I do? Well, some experts think, you know, we just tax you. And if we tax you, it could deter you from using cigarettes. They say taxing electronic cigarettes, not that I'm a big fan of that, like regular smokes, could result in fewer Americans kicking the habit. A new study published by the National Bureau of Economic Research estimates that taxing vaping products at the same rate as cigarettes could deter 2.7 million U.S. adults from quitting over the next decade. Right now, there is no federal tax on e-cigs. Some 17 states and the District of Columbia do have a vaping tax. That's according to the Pew Charitable Trust. More than half of those states did impose the levy this year because there was growing concerns over the safety of e-cigs. The taxes came as the vaping industry faces mounting scrutiny for marketing practices that critics say target younger Americans. And the deadly, how many? I think there's been 21. I forget how many people have died. Is it 56? I need to look at the latest on how many died from EVOLI, electronic cigarette or vaping lung injury, has also kind of caused the Trump administration to start to look at banning certain flavored e-cigs. Congress is passing a law to raise the legal age of vaping to 21. Minnesota apparently became the first state, according to CBS News, to tax e-cigs. It initially imposed a rate of 35% before rising the levy to 95% of wholesale price for vaping products. Wow. And they studied this. Apparently, Deval Dave of Bentley University and Daniel Dench of City of University of New York wanted to look at what happened, my tummy growling, of the impact of these taxes. And they found that looking at the state's 600,000 adult smokers, Minnesota's e-cig tax deterred more than 32,000 adult smokers from giving up regular cigarettes. That's because the sharp increase in vaping costs made the products more expensive. I think they got to be careful. Deterred from giving up regular cigarettes. I don't know if that term's being right. I think that's a double negative. What they're saying, what I think they mean to say is taxing helped, you know, get people off smoking. I have a problem with that, though. At its core, I have a problem with the whole taxation without representation or discriminating against certain people. I think when you're taxing smokers or people with an addiction or a tolerance to nicotine, I think that's discriminatory, possibly anti-constitutional. It's unconstitutional. I want people to quit smoking. I don't want people going to vaping. I just don't think it's fair to tax them. If you're going to raise taxes, you raise taxes to everybody. I mean, if somebody decided to tax kosher food higher, people would say that would be anti-Semitic. If somebody decided to tax things that certain demographics used maybe a little bit more frequently than other demographics, they would say that would be discriminatory. So are they thinking that maybe vaping, since it spans all demographics, it's not discriminatory if they tax on it? I don't know. That's probably how they're getting by with it. I just don't know if I like that concept. They say 34 million Americans, or around 14% of the adult population, smoke cigarettes. So it's a big, large amount. There's a lot of money that could be there. But people are claiming that the public health benefits of not taxing must be weighed against the effects of this decision on efforts to reduce vaping by youth. So if you tell a kid that they're going to pay more in tax if they buy a vaping product, they're not going to care. They have to pay an extra 5 cents, 10 cents, 50 cents. You're right. Eventually, kids run out of money. But drugs are expensive. Heroin costs money. People are getting heroin. Marijuana costs money. People are getting marijuana. So if you're really doing this, if you're really taxing to curb vaping in the youth, I just don't buy it. Alcohol can be pretty expensive. I mean, a bottle of Jack, about $20, $25 at Costco. If the average teenager doesn't want to drop $20, $25 on a bottle of Jack, are they not going to buy it? No, they're going to get a whole bunch of buddies to go in on it, and then they're going to get a keg. I mean, how much did a keg cost when we were growing up? I don't know. Well, we're all different ages, but I remember a keg was expensive, and everybody had to put money in together. Did anybody stop and go, well, you know, did the government tax it more? Is it, you know, not, you know, worth our while? You know, no, something's either going to be expensive or it's going to be doable. But see, where I get a really little nervous about this being a doctor is these are people with nicotine addictions. People who vape or smoke cigarettes are addicted or tolerant to nicotine. Well, there's other people out there that, let's say, are addicted or tolerant to drugs. Are you going to tax drugs? You know, there are people out there that are addicted to fast food. Do we tax fast food? Well, there's a public health crisis, and we have vaping as a public health... Well, obesity is a public health crisis. What if the reason why we have more obesity is because people are going home after work and sitting in front of their TV watching Netflix? Do we tax Netflix? Do we tax couches and sofas? If the sofa or your desk chair or your laptop is the reason why you're obese, do we tax that? I mean, if you're going to tax something because you think it's a public health threat, then what is the biggest public health threat that we know today? Our obesity crisis. Who's to say somebody's going to start taxing stuff for some, you know, people for stupid things related to obesity? Okay, like flip-flops. Very interesting. Nobody really looks at this, but you have a lot of women out there that wear flip-flops or sandals. And if that's the type of shoe that they're wearing, or high heels, they're probably not going to take the stairs. They'll probably take the elevator. You know, I've switched to a lot of shoes that are flat and boots because when I go to a lot of events in the hotels, you know, it's a long walk, so I can do the walk. If I'm anticipating I don't have to walk much, I'll wear high heels. But since that's really not the case, it's kind of moot, I'm going to have to walk a lot. I just don't wear high heels anymore, or little stilettos. I wear boots that have the bigger heels. And it works for me, and I can walk. But there are a lot of people that if they wear heels or whatever, they're going to have to forego walking those few extra steps. So what, do we tax that? You know, the vaping illnesses that we have out there have been linked to THC, oil, vitamin E acetate. It really hasn't been officially linked to Juul, let's say, or, you know, a specific company. So, to say we're going to now tax people who are vaping because of all these illnesses, and they're not really vaping the oil that's causing the illnesses, it's a little rash. And again, mind you, I want people off vaping. I want people to smoke less. I don't want people addicted to, you know, nicotine, but I have to call it like it is. If you're doing something unfairly in the name of public health, and you're actually discriminating against a group of individuals and being unconstitutional, I got to call it like I see it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.